This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival will showcase the culture, vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all eight northeastern states. The Mahotsav will serve as a catalyst for economic development, creating new opportunities for artisans, weavers and entrepreneurs from the Northeast region. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy decisions today. The Monetary Policy Committee, chaired by RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, began its three-day deliberations on Wednesday amid concerns over rising inflation. Experts believe that the central bank is likely to maintain the status quo on the repo rate but may consider adjusting the cash reserve ratio CRR. The RBI has kept the repo rate or short-term lending rate unchanged at 6.5% since February 2023. A CRR cut could inject liquidity into the banking system, providing a cushion for economic activity. The CRR has remained unchanged at 4.5% since May 2022. Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, has signed a $50 million loan agreement for climate-adaptative water harvesting project in Meghalaya. The loan agreement for the climate-adaptative community-based water harvesting project was signed by Juhi Mukherjee, Joint Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, and Mio Oka, Country Director of ADB's India Resident Mission. The project will support the construction of 532 small water storage facilities across 12 districts. These facilities will incorporate climate-resilient designs to capture and manage heavy rainfall and flash floods during monsoon season. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in a grand ceremony at Mumbai's Azad Maidan yesterday. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis. Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde and NCP President Ajit Pawar also took the oath as Deputy Chief Ministers. The swearing-in follows a historic mandate for the Mahayuti Alliance in the recent assembly elections. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has assured that the state will witness a fully transparent and stable government in the next 5 years. In a press conference held shortly after his swearing-in, Mr. Fadnavis emphasized that while the roles in the new government have reversed, the speed and direction of development will remain unchanged. Mahaparinirvan Divas is being observed today, marking the 69th death anniversary of Bharat Ratna, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. On this solemn day, the nation pays homage to the Baba Saheb Ambedkar by reflecting on his teachings and commitment to building a just and inclusive society. Several events are being organized all over the country to highlight the contribution of Dr. Ambedkar in nation building. Prominent leaders, including Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and other members of Parliament will offer floral tributes to the Chief Architect of the Indian Constitution at his statue at Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. In France, Prime Minister Michel Barnier resigned after losing a vote of no confidence, leading to the collapse of his government and making him the shortest-serving premier in modern French history. Barnier formally submitted his resignation to President Emmanuel Macron, who accepted it. However, Barnier will remain in office in a caretaker role until a new government is appointed, according to a statement from the French presidential office. In cricket, India will face Sri Lanka in the semi-final of Men's Under-19 Asia Cup ODI at Sharjah today. The match is scheduled to start at 10:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. In the other semi-final, Pakistan will take on Bangladesh at Dubai today. In men's cricket, the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia will begin this morning at Adelaide Oval. The match is scheduled to start at 9:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The contest will be a day-night encounter played with the pink ball. The visitors leading the series 1-0 after their convincing win in the first test in Perth will be looking to extend their dominance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.